Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever and ever is
Chris Park, the buyer's agent.
Chris, I'm excited. It's my fantasy all-star property team that I want to help the buyers out there, and also it helps the sellers.
Indeed, my friend. Are you into fantasy football teams and super coaches and things?
For maybe 1 week, and then I forget to change everything and even tipping comps. I'm in it for the first round, and that's about it.
Yeah, fair enough. No, this is an interesting one that we're going to crack into now. So really focusing on, okay, when you're going to buy a property, and really, again, this is more of a buying episode, it's a bit worthwhile sticking with us. I'm going to talk initially about the usual team. So who do we involve when we're buying a property? Buyer's agent, but let's move on. You're typically going to need a solicitor or a conveyancer.
Correct.
And one of those. You're going to need a broker or a mortgage broker. So a broker is someone who works in the bank. A mortgage broker is somebody who works outside the bank that can recommend one of the panel.
Yep.
And quite often, we're all pretty familiar with a building inspector.
Yep.
Let's call them the usual suspects.
Or it could be also a strata report that it's happened and your solicitor conveyancer looks over it.
Usual suspects there that you have involved. Great movie. Kurt's not seen it.
Someone may have been filthy with me off camera.
That was me. Kurt, though, who would be the unusual suspects that obviously we know in Sydney probably can move fast. So there's not always the opportune time to involve even the usual suspects to fully as you'd like. But provided the time, who are some of the unusual suspects that people should consider and probably never thought about using?
So just going to rattle off a little bit of a list.
There you go. Here's the fantasy all-star team.
I've got, coming in at fullback, I've got the builder, the plumber, the electrician. In the midfield, we've got architect, interior design, the painter. And up front, we've got a pest inspector, something to do with the flooring, tile, carpet, floorboards, a handyman, a structural engineer.
In ruck.
And Kurt Lawther is the head coach.
That's not true. Right, so it's rapid fire there, but there is a variety of trades and services you could be engaging, and specialists and professionals you could be engaging to utilize there. Now, what would be maybe like top three in terms of the exhaustive, but let's talk through three of them. Which one comes to mind? You'd like to talk about that. People may know that as a trade, but might be surprised at why you might get them involved during the purchase process.
Do you want all three up front?
Let's go all three up front and then let's dig into it. Yeah. So which three are we going to focus on today?
For me, it's a builder, architect, and plumber.
Mm-hmm.
If I had those three walking through the property with me, I almost would know if I'm purchasing this property or not when we walk out.
Yep.
In terms of forgetting the emotional attachment to the home, just all the other parts, the finances, what it's going to cost to fix if needed to be fixed, what can be done. If I've got all those things sorted, it's purely then just emotion. Do I think I love this area?
Okay. Yeah, no. And so, again, preface is saying you're a buyer, you've identified a property that is, you believe, for all intents and purposes, in your budget and ticks a lot of the boxes. But then prior to actually purchasing, you engage these people. So as a builder, as an example, your builder's coming to look at how to lay bricks. So what are we getting a builder involved in pre-purchase?
Pre-purchase. So if I've got a builder coming through, the house, the guy, call it $2 million. Call it $2 million. I come in and the stuff I want to do to the home. Maybe I want to move a wall out. Maybe I want to do this
internal wall or something.
Maybe something out the back of the home. I've got a builder. They roughly know how much that's going to cost. And if the guide is $2 million, I know I've actually got $2.3 to spend in total. The builder might be like, look, it's going to be...
I see, yep.
And instantly, when you walk out of there, it's been like, we already know our cash flow projections. We already know what it's likely to cost. And it's once again, just that being like, do we want it, do we not?
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of, I don't want to diminish if any builders watching this, thank you so much and continue to do so and ignore what I'm going to say next. What I am advising people to do, though, is if you're engaging a buyer, you've probably got to... If you're engaging a buyer... A builder, it's likely you're going to have a clear idea of what you want. So you know that you want to move that wall. You know that you want new kitchen. You know how you want the new kitchen to look. So it's quite clear. I'm not saying builders can't provide a lot more value than consult, but I guess we're involving them rather than architect is going, I kind of know what I want. Come in and quote the job up.
Yeah.
And okay, I can factor that into my purchase price.
Yes. We've, and then moving into the architect sort of role, I think it's important to know sometimes people like, how can we add value to the property? What can we actually do? Mm-hmm. Instead of you coming out of that inspection and on the weekend discussing, oh, can we do this? Let's do some research. Let's speak to old Nan who knows exactly everything but doesn't really, or whatever. Sorry, yeah. Old Nan.
Old who?
Old Nan. Nan that's old, or someone that thinks they
like
know
everything.
Nana? Nana, I don't know.
Okay.
But basically, you could once again walk out of that home knowing, can you go up? Can you increase the floor yep. space? And if you already know that, along with, in case, if you had a builder with you there as well, you're, once again, you've got all the information there and it's just that thing, do we want the property or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
Well, I think, and there's also, so there's that DA approval element as well.
Yep.
Correct? So the, yeah.
That's correct.
So you've been able to, if you're getting someone to come over and ask you to have a look, and they do projects in the area, they should be comfortable to say, yes, what you want is actually possible with the council. We may have to tweak it and do this or that to make it sort of fitting overall. Yep. Most of them, they're busy people, right? I will say this. Builders are likely to come out and do an assessment for free. Not all of them, but mostly. Honestly, my experience, the good ones, they're busy.
Yep.
They're going to ask for a nominal amount of money, usually sort of circa $500, maybe up to $1,000, depending on, you know, obviously if it's a $10 million, they're probably going to charge more because it's bigger scope and scale and so forth. But they are going to ask you to pay something up front. You haven't purchased the property and you're engaging them to do so, but that $500 or $1,000 may be worth gold because they go, in this council, yes, there's been properties across the road that have gone up, but the road you're on, there's none that have gone up. There's, and because they've all been... disapproved?
Well, an architect is also going to be able to tell you if they're experienced in the area, what works and what doesn't. So yep. many, many episodes ago, we had a valuer in here,
yep.
Belinda, I believe
yep.
it was.
Yep.
And the way to, for example, if you bought a home and wondering, should you put a pool in or not, is if you look around, is that the common thing, pool?
Yep.
So also, if you're going to go up, is that the common thing? And is that going to also generate money depending on whether you do want to sell in 5-10 years time?
True.
So that's why I think an architect is also part of this sort of, I guess, top three. We've kind of got this.
Well, I was going to revert back, but I was going to kill us because our unusual team, maybe she would say the usual team, but the unusual suspect, we probably should have included the valuer in there as well because it was so used for that session. So let's just... She can be your vice captain. Now, on to... Anything else on the architect or onto the plumber?
No, I think architect's sweet.
Plumber's an interesting one. So we both know, we both utilise it, but most buyers aren't aware of this in terms of plumbers will do a pre-purchase inspection, basically a building and inspection report, but from a plumbing standpoint. Now you might go, doesn't the building inspector do that? No, if you look on most reports, they're right. Apart from like some water, identifying water ingress or identifying damp or moisture, maybe some block gutters, but actually what's going on in the plumbing itself, from sewage to pipes to what's happening behind taps and so forth.
Yeah.
It's not covered. It's literally written, not checked, not our specialty. I had a property that we were buying over in Bella Vista. We had a plumber come have a look at it. We identified sort of growth in the pipes along the sewage that was going to be an issue. We still purchased the property, but we removed $20,000 off because there was going to be $20,000 worth of excavating that we needed to do to fix all that issue up.
Yep.
If building inspector hadn't picked it up.
So firstly, it could be a great negotiation tool. It can also speed things along. And even from a selling agent's point of view, if it's already identified, even if you as a selling agent didn't know that there was issues with the plumbing, you don't have to worry about the new purchaser, the new relationship you formed, being disappointed, being upset. It's like you get to keep... It's a lot easier. It may not be your fault, but some...
I hadn't thought of it before. You're right. If you move into a property and you find there's water issues later on, your brain would go, oh, even if the agent had no knowledge in the scenario, you would still probably go, they probably did know, they didn't tell me.
Yeah. And from a plumbing perspective, particularly if it's under, even when we get a building and pest inspection, it's like, I've got no qualification in plumbing. I don't know that right under this part of the house that a plumber might be able to work
out. Number of times I report, it's written, we do not have the expertise to check, to give any comment. It's frightening.
Yeah. So look, they're my top three. We could keep going on. Like for example, even just say an electrician, just knowing your wires, the safe. I think,
I mean, we you know, very short story, I had an electrician go through a property pre-purchase, we basically worked out that the juice flowing to the property was enough to run one washing machine. The property was about 130 years old. It had washing machine, dryer, two air conditioners, obviously all the lights, the oven, all running off, effectively the power that should have been running one of those devices.
So instead of getting 2,000 calories a day from food, it's only getting 200.
Yeah, and it costs $8,000, I think, dollars to fix that and da-da-da-da. But client knew that prior to the purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. All right, it's on me now.
Yes, Chris, I may have thrown you a curveball last week.
So residential-wise,
yes, right,
in Sydney, the highest ever property purchase, residential.
Residential.
This is not the A. I'm going to give you multiple choices in a second. But you give a ballpark number of what you think in the millions of dollars the highest residential property has been sold.
120 mil?
A bit more.
Whoa.
Close though. You're actually very close.
135 mil.
Oh, you're 5K off. Which way? 5 mil off. Five mil off. Up or down? Which way are you
going
to go?
I'm going up.
140?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done. Okay. Was that in one of these three locations?
Ooh.
Barangaroo?
Yep.
Mossman? Or Vaucluse?
Vaucluse.
Incorrect.
Not Mossman. The other one. Barangaroo.
Correct.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'll take that. I'll run with it.
Very good. Bit of fun, that one. I like this multiple choice. Well, we should keep this going. Nice and short and sharp and keeping us on our toes.
Yeah. So I think for the buyers or anyone in this episode, if this episode resonates with you or you know it would resonate with someone who is searching for property, I highly recommend getting them to watch all our episodes, but specifically this one to try and help them.
Hone in on. I was going to say, if there's any of those unusual, or even usual, but particularly the unusual suspects, they're like, oh, I would love an architect to come over and look at the property I'm looking to buy, reach out to Kurt or myself. We're easily found on Facebook and LinkedIn and all
Real
sorts of
those, Realm, for me.
And so forth. Reach out to us. We're happy to give a recommendation. We don't get any kickbacks for it. We just want people to have good people doing good jobs and buying property well and selling property well.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you for dropping by. And remember to like, share, and
subscribe.
Very good.